I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Check, check, check. Toast. Toast. I've done this before.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I missed you guys. I hope you missed me too. I am so, so excited to bring you something delicious. Who doesn't love bacon? And now what about a web dev shop called Fueled on Bacon? That is the LA Startup Spotlight we have for you today. Tim.
Yes.
Do you like bacon?
I love bacon. I loved it so much I named a company after it.
What is your favorite bacon dish?
Every morning I have bacon with breakfast. So like bacon and eggs is like solid.
Wait, are you serious that every morning you have
bacon and eggs?
Yeah. I'm coming to your house every
morning. Yes. And then I just got into bacon and dates recently.
Yeah.
Which is just fantastic.
Bacon and dates. Like bacon wrapped dates.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So good. Misfits in Santa Monica.
I just had that recently at the Misfit, and it's just so great.
Yeah, it's amazing. So tell me all about Fueled on Bacon.
Absolutely. I guess it was a couple years ago that me and one of my buddies, we started doing web development. We had been doing contracting in like all different places around LA, and we just had been turning down jobs because there's just so much work to be done out there. And I figured, well, why don't we just start our own shop to handle some of the overflow? And so we started doing that. It was just like the two of us, and we brought on a third person, and it started becoming a thing. We do like WordPress. We started doing like Shopify and e-commerce and stuff like that. Yeah, it's been a wild ride, but we love it.
You know, I think we forgot to like introduce you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Go ahead. What is your name?
My name is Tim Kaysen, founder of Fueled on Bacon.
Right.
And I've been working here in LA for 5-6 years now.
Where are you from originally?
From Florida originally.
Where in Florida? I used to live in Fort Lauderdale.
I was born in Miami, and then my family moved up to Melbourne, Florida, like the Cape Canaveral area and stuff like that. I'm actually going back flying back today. Crazy.
Whoa! Yeah. And how long ago did you start teaching yourself how to write code?
So it was like right after college and stuff like that. I'd just gotten a business degree, and I'm like, you know what? There's so much that needs to be done here as far as like software and technology in the business world that people can't see. And so me and my buddy did a startup company, and eventually that led to me learning code and developing. And it's kind of like the same old story that you hear from a lot of people that are self-taught, where they try to do something and they realize that they have to go out there and like really learn it and like get a hold of it themselves, you know?
And what was the startup?
It was a startup company called Kaleidoscript. It was a creative writing platform for writers back in Florida. And the whole intent was that you could do digital writing and publishing in one place.
Very cool. And I know one startup that you're excited to be working with as well, someone that we had the opportunity to interview earlier on, is ShadowBid.
That's correct. Yeah. ShadowBid is an e-commerce, it's day trading, if you will, tools for e-commerce platforms. So basically we've helped develop a app that helps you make bids and save money on Amazon without you having to work too hard for it. Because Amazon changes their prices so frequently, it will set that price, and as soon as it drops to that price, it'll automatically execute.
Super cool. And what do you think like really fuels you in learning? Because as a programmer, you have to consistently educate yourself. Like, it's always changing and evolving. You can't just lay back and be like, I know how to code now.
Yeah.
So what fuels you to stay up to date?
You're right. It does move so, so fast. One of the things that kind of keeps me moving is that like as soon as you turn the dial with technology and you start diving into it, it's really like endless, and you can do anything. Like, that was really what drove me to it, was the fact that I can create anything that I wanted.
For people listening that want to learn how to code, what would be some initial steps you'd recommend? I know sometimes at Control Collective, you're pretty supportive on like how to like get involved in the programming world. Is there a way people can even connect with you there?
Yeah. Feel free to reach out to me at tim@fueledonbacon.com. I've actually trained quite a number of developers here in LA. What I've noticed is that there has to be a little bit of guidance. You have to have a little bit of a mentor out there. You know, there's a lot of programs that can teach you stuff, and there's a lot of online training that you can take, but until you know how to prep yourself for a job, like, you're really not going to be able to break into that industry as well until you have somebody saying like, well, this is the core technologies that you need to do to get your first job. There's a number of different video programs out there that are free and legitimate. It's lynda.com is great, and they finally set up like kind of a course
path. Lynda was just acquired by Salesforce, right?
Yeah, well,
that's a trip.
That's the crazy thing. So Salesforce and then LinkedIn, and now LinkedIn's bought by Microsoft.
It's so crazy.
So Linda is now Microsoft. It's wild.
How would you say LA has accelerated your success as an entrepreneur, as a developer?
Well, I love LA, first off. There's a lot of different places that I could have like kind of landed and stuff, but I found that like LA has like more of the spark of growth than a lot of the other places that have been around for a little bit. So a lot of the stuff that I was already interested in before development, it was already here. A lot of the media, the technology, movies and television, and some of my first clients ended up being like FX Networks and stuff like that.
And so with FX Networks, you built tech products for them?
Yeah, so I worked for an agency, Blitz Agency, back in 2010.
Did you say Blitz?
Blitz Agency.
Wait.
Yeah.
So I used to speak with Greg Cargill.
Oh, you do not know Greg Cargill, do you?
Yeah, and John Frenari.
Yeah, I'm
wow,
good friends
you
with
guys
them.
Blast yeah. from the past. Yeah. So they had an agency here in LA called Big Method.
That's right.
Which yeah. was awesome. That got acquired by Blitz. And so Big Method handled the social media arm of Blitz. Okay,
yeah,
you guys,
that's
I'll time out on myself, but like,
that's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I still keep up with Greg even to this day. It's awesome. Yeah, so I was working for Blitz, and one of their major clients was FX Networks, and we built out all the web properties for each one of the TV shows for about 2.5 years while I was there.
Awesome. And what's been an LA tech company that you've recently discovered that really impressed you? It could even be a person.
There's one company that it's actually my buddy's company. It's VR Scout. They're like a news aggregator and a news like company for VR. I think VR is really going to take off.
You're talking about Jonathan Nefereti's company?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And Eric Chevalier.
So I've known Jonathan since he was just a photographer back in the day.
Yeah,
little
Instagram
and they're
celebrity.
Based out of Control Collective.
Yeah.
How funny. So wait, is it VRScout.com?
VRScout.com,
very
yeah.
cool. So you guys, if you're interested in virtual reality, VR Scout. And if you had one ask of the community, something that they could do to support you, what would that be?
First off, I got to thank you. We Are LA Tech is amazing. It's great to give like a voice to the community and stuff like that, which I think is something that we definitely need. Because you see this, there's a lot of continuity when you go to San Francisco and everybody knows each other. But here, there's so many people hustling out their own ideas that it's you got to reach out and connect. You got to go to these events and stuff like that. Don't be afraid to get a table at an event if you're a company and you want to reach out. I feel like we have so much here in the community to offer that it's not far behind. Like a year or two from now and stuff like that, people are going to be putting Silicon Beach in the same vein with Silicon Valley.
You really think so?
I really do, yeah.
I like the kumbaya spirit we have here, how connective we are. It is definitely really cool. How can people get in touch with you? People that want to cyberstalk you, find out more about Fueled on Bacon and ShadowBid.
You can reach me on my Twitter, at Tim Kasson, T-I-M-C-A-S-O-N. Or you can reach me at my email at tim@fueledonbacon.com. Feel free to drop a line on our website or directly to me. I'm always available. I can reach out. I work almost 24 hours a day. So
awesome. Thank you so much, Tim, for sharing all your bacon-filled stories. Absolutely delicious. If you guys want to connect deeper into the LA Tech community, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. And if you believe in everything that we are doing, go to wearelatech.com/believe. We'd love your support. wearelatech.com/believe. Talk to you, hear you, see you, all those things in the next episode. Thank you, Tim, for everything. What's crazy?
No, I didn't know that you knew all those people. I mean, it's a smaller word. The more that you work here, it becomes smaller and smaller, which is great.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.